Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's Tuesday, the 10th of April, 2012. I'm Simon. This is my Audio Boo audio blog. Not going to talk about unfollowing today. A couple of really good boos from Pilgrim Chris on the subject, I thought, today, and a really good one from Pawari. Pawari's always very good at getting to the point. And from Zaki as well. Some great boos from Zaki on the subject, and fabulous. I wanted to talk about iCloud and Dropbox. So, our mutual friend McColgan posed the question on his boo recently about whether to stick with iCloud or whether to use Dropbox instead. And my answer to that question is use both. Because they are different. There are some similarities. There are a lot of things that you can do with both. And you can achieve with both of those tools. But there's a lot of differences. A lot of things that you can only do with iCloud. And there are a lot of things that you can only do with Dropbox. And so I kind of put those comments down on McColgan's boo. And he and Slandy were asking, well, you know, what are the main differences? iCloud is an Apple technology, so it's pretty much it's only going to work on stuff that's designed to work on Apple Kit, whether it's iPhones and iOS devices, iPads, or whether it's Mac computers. Running Lion. Lion. It's kind of not really going to be supported on, you know, Windows devices or Linux devices or Android . So if you do stuff in iCloud, its utility is going to be reduced on non-Apple devices and the latest Apple devices. Whereas Dropbox is just cross-platform and is kind of equally useful on every platform. Dropbox is quite simple, really. It's basically a folder that you can have on every machine, every device. And you can, within that folder, you can take individual files and share those with other people, and you can give them a link. Or there's a public folder, you can put files in there that everyone can get to if you care to, put a file on there and tweet it out or something. Or you can share a folder with a specific other person, and that's really good for collaborating on stuff. I've got a folder that I share with my wife, and if she's got a file she wants me to have, or I've got a file I want her to have, we can just put that in the folder, and it can be a pretty big file, really. It can be, hundreds of megabytes if necessary, or you couldn't email that to somebody. It was really good for, I've got other folders that I share with other people for collaborating on stuff. So that's really helpful, and again, that's cross-platform. So it's great, and there's a whole ecosystem of apps that are designed to work with Dropbox. So some of my favourite ones that I use, 1Password, I use that, and I can install that software on my Mac and on my iPhone, my iPad. I can install it on a PC, and it's a password manager. but it stores its database in Dropbox and it synchronizes it across all the devices. So if I change the password on my iPhone, it will be synchronized across onto my Mac, any of my Macs. And I can put, notes in there. I did a blog post about this. I put a lot of confidential information in notes inside 1Password, and that database is synchronized via Dropbox. And of course, it's protected because it's an encrypted database. It's protected so that the Dropbox people can't get into it. But it's safe because I can get it from different devices, and there's a backup and there's a revision history and that sort of thing. So if it gets corrupted, I can just go a version back. So yeah, that's 1Password. Another one I use is plain text on my iPhone and on my iPad to use text notes as a folder in my Dropbox that it will automatically update the text files into that folder, and then I can open up that folder on my Mac and then open those files up in any of the text editors on the Mac or on a Windows computer. You can go through a web browser and grab the file on any type of computer that has a web browser. So it could be Linux or Windows or whatever. Or I could install Dropbox on those different devices if I've got the admin rights. So there's a couple of examples. Another one I would talk about is Dropvox, which is a little audio recording app that you can use on the iPhone, and it will save stuff directly into Dropbox. I've used that quite a lot to record. You can obviously record a really long file, longer than you could record an audio boo, and then you could share that file with someone if you wanted to have a long chat with them, a long audio boo type recording, but longer than the 30 minutes. But yeah, you could put that in a folder and put it in your public folder, or put it in a shared folder with another person and send them a long message. There's all sorts of things that you can do with this folder that you can... The contents of this folder will magically be transferred to any other computer and any other person you choose to share it with. It's really a blank canvas that you can do all sorts of things with, apart from, of course, you shouldn't upload copyrighted content onto that. If you don't own the copyright to that, then you shouldn't be putting it onto Dropbox. So it's a fabulous tool, and it's free. There's a free account. You can pay to get more storage. Just try it out, really. Just try it out. It's fantastic. And if you don't like it, you can remove it again. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. And it's not going to interfere. I've not got any experience of it interfering with iCloud at all. I mean, iCloud, again, you can write apps that will then store their data in iCloud so you can retrieve it from any device. But those apps need to be specially written, and those apps are really going to be only Apple platform apps. I don't actually know. Does anybody know whether it's even technically possible to write an app that runs on Windows that would talk to iCloud? It probably is technically possible, but it's predominantly going to be an Apple thing. So, but yeah, iCloud. You can do Find My Friends on iPhone. You can on iCloud. You can sync up your bookmarks in Safari on your iPhone or your iOS devices. You're not going to be able to do that with any other, with Dropbox or anything else. You may be able to synchronize with a different browser your bookmarks into Dropbox. Who knows? But if you want to have that full Apple synchronization on your iOS devices and your Mac, then iCloud is really the best solution. So it's definitely a sort of horses for courses thing. So there you go. Those are my thoughts on iCloud and Dropbox. Toodle-boo.